Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Literary Forensics. How Reading Can Make You a Better Writer by Gary Allen McBride is a practical craft guide that argues reading is one of the most powerful tools for improving. Writing when it is done with intent. Positioned at the intersection of writing instruction and literary analysis, the book encourages readers to approach novels the way an investigator would approach evidence closely, methodically, and with attention to technique. Rather than treating great stories as magic, it focuses on the mechanics that make them work, such as narrative structure, stylistic choices, and the handling of scene and viewpoint. The core purpose is to help writers develop repeatable reading habits that reveal how accomplished authors create compelling effects on the page. In that sense, the book functions less like a list of rules and more like a training method. It aims to transform the act of reading into an active process of noticing, naming, and learning craft elements that can be applied in one's own work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading like a writer as a deliberate method. A central idea of the book is that reading becomes far more useful to writers when it shifts from passive enjoyment to active craft study. McBride frames this shift as a kind of forensic mindset. You look at what a story does to you as a reader, then work backward to identify how the author produced that effect. The emphasis is not on finding a single correct interpretation of a text, but on training attention to choices a writer makes and the consequences of those choices. This approach helps turn admiration into usable knowledge, because it encourages readers to name specific techniques rather than relying on vague impressions such as great voice or strong pacing. By treating a novel as a constructed object, the reader begins to see patterns in how scenes are shaped, how information is managed, and how language is used to control emphasis and mood. The value for writers is cumulative. Each analyzed book becomes a set of craft lessons that can be compared, tested, and adapted. The method also encourages consistency, turning reading into an ongoing practice rather than occasional inspiration. Secondly, dissecting narrative structure and story architecture. The book highlights the importance of paying attention to narrative structure, because structure is often what allows a story to feel inevitable while still being surprising. A forensic reading stance pushes the reader to examine how a narrative is assembled, where it begins, how it establishes expectations, and how it escalates tension or curiosity over time. Instead of treating plot as a sequence of events, the emphasis is on design, including the placement of turning points, the rhythm of revelation, and the arrangement of scenes to build momentum. By scrutinizing structure in contemporary novels, a writer can learn how effective stories control the flow of information and emotion, keeping readers oriented while also pushing them forward. The practical benefit is that writers can compare multiple structural solutions to similar storytelling problems, such as how to open a story without over-explaining, or how to sustain interest between major events. This kind of analysis is especially useful because it is transferable across genres. Once you can see architecture, you can experiment with building your own. Thirdly, style and prose choices that create impact. Another major theme is close attention to style, meaning the concrete language decisions that shape a reader's experience line by line. A forensic approach treats prose as engineered rather than accidental, encouraging the reader to notice how diction, sentence shape, and paragraph movement create pace, clarity, and tone. Instead of seeking a single ideal style, the book points toward a more flexible goal, understanding how different stylistic strategies serve different narrative aims. For writers, this kind of study can clarify why a passage feels urgent, intimate, distant, or lyrical, and how small adjustments can change the emotional temperature of a scene. It also supports revision, because writers who can identify stylistic effects in published work gain vocabulary and models for diagnosing their own drafts. The emphasis on contemporary novels suggests a focus on techniques that are actively working for modern audiences, making the lessons feel applicable rather than purely academic. Style analysis in this framework is not imitation for its own sake, but a way to expand options and make choices more intentional. Fourthly, understanding viewpoint, distance, and narrative control. Reading for craft also involves tracking how an author controls what the reader knows, feels, and expects, and viewpoint is a key tool in that control. The book encourages readers to study how perspective is handled, including how narrative distance can shift to create intimacy or objectivity, and how the selection of viewpoint shapes suspense and empathy. A forensic lens helps a writer notice not only which character or narrator is centered, but also how consistently the story maintains its chosen stance and when it deliberately bends it for effect. This kind of examination can reveal how skilled authors manage constraints, such as limiting information to sustain mystery or widening the lens to create broader context. For writers, the takeaway is practical viewpoint decisions are not just aesthetic but structural, affecting what scenes can do and how tension is generated. By analyzing perspective choices in successful novels, writers can better predict reader response and avoid common problems such as confusing shifts or accidental distance that weakens emotion. Lastly, turning analysis into usable practice for writers and scholars. A distinguishing aim of the book is to translate analysis into action. So the insights gained from reading do not remain abstract. The forensic metaphor implies a process: observe, collect evidence, form conclusions, and apply what you learn. For writers, this bridges the gap between literary appreciation and craft improvement, because each reading session can produce concrete notes about technique that can be tested in new writing or revision. The approach also suits literary scholars and serious readers who want a clearer framework for articulating how texts achieve their effects without reducing literature to formula. The book's emphasis on innovative reading techniques suggests an orientation toward tools and habits, not just concepts, helping readers build a repeatable way to study novels over time. In practical terms, this kind of method supports long-term growth. Instead of searching for quick fixes, the reader develops a durable skill of noticing craft. That skill compounds across many books, steadily enlarging a writer's repertoire of strategies. In conclusion, Literary Forensics is best suited for writers who already read regularly, but want their reading to translate more directly into stronger drafts. It also fits students, workshop participants, and literary-minded readers who enjoy asking how a text works rather than only what it means. The practical benefit is a more intentional relationship with craft. Readers learn to examine structure, style, and narrative control as a set of choices that can be recognized in published novels and then tested in their own work. Intellectually, the book offers a way to discuss storytelling with greater precision, giving readers a framework for describing why a scene grips them or why a chapter turns at the right moment. What helps it stand out within writing instruction is its positioning of reading as the central training ground, not a secondary activity. Many craft books focus primarily on what to do while drafting. This one emphasizes how to build skill through analysis of existing work, using a methodical, investigative mindset. For readers willing to engage deeply with texts, that approach can be both empowering and sustainable, because it turns every good novel into a practical lesson in craft. If you would like to support Gary Allen McBride, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.